knowledge, or knitting.
Okay. Can I suggest another word, if that's okay?
Sure. Super.
I kind of want to suggest Kardashians, if that's okay.
Cool. Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah. K is for Kardashians.
So I talk about the Kardashians a lot in my work because to me, they're like the perfect example of cultural appropriation and some of the tensions that white and black people have around shared fashion trends. I don't know the Kardashians at all. I've heard they're incredibly polite people. So when I'm speaking in conjecture and generalization. Please don't come for me, whoever watches this, because I do respect them as entrepreneurs and women. I have a really hard time. They become a symbol of cultural appropriation for a lot of people in the Black community. And so when I speak about them, I think I speak more about people. I think I'm speaking more about, what's the word I'm looking for? Perpetrators of cultural appropriation. That's what they've come to signify for me. And I think they're an example of how it can go right and how it can go wrong. And by that, I mean, they make a ton of money and they're very profitable appropriating Black culture. However, there's a cultural and emotional loss to it. I think the problem I have with the Kardashians is that they do it even in the face of backlash, that they feel so entitled and so privileged to represent Black culture in the ways that they feel fine, that even when people say, like, don't do it, they still do it. It's funny. I saw Chloe yesterday posted something on Instagram and she had cornrows. The amount of time that girl has been canceled for cornrows, she doesn't care. She's going to do it. The reason why cultural appropriation is such a big deal, especially for those in the Black culture, is that you can turn, when you're white, you can tap into your privilege whenever you want to. It's a privilege I can never tap into as a Black woman. I can't wake up this morning and say, you know what? Yesterday it was really hard when I was Black. Today I'm going to be white because it's going to be easier and I'm a little bit tired and it'll just be easier. And so because of that privilege, because of that access to assets, to invisible assets that the Kardashians have, I don't know if they fully understand how hurtful and personal it is for the Black community when they use parts of our culture not giving credit, B, not acknowledging the history behind those cultural norms. Like, cornrows are called cornrows because slaves used to braid their hair like that to keep their hair out of their face while they worked in cornfields. And the same way a cornfield, the same pattern of a cornfield is a pattern of a cornrow. Like, that's so rich and powerful. It was such a point of taking something so debilitatingly inhumane and making it into a hairstyle, a point of empowerment, something uniquely your own. I don't think that the Kardashians understand why Black people want to protect that. And I don't think they realize that it actually hurts feelings. Like, that's something I haven't fully learned how to articulate clearly, but like, it actually hurts our feelings. Like, I know Twitter uproar seems very like petty and like angry and very attacking. But underneath that, there's a pain. There's a pain, and that's a pain that we've been seeing all this year, right? This awareness around how racism and marginalization that we associated with pre-civil rights, slavery, we see that being we are noticing now how integrated that is into current culture, right? Current community, current laws, current policing. So to know that we're still dealing with issues that are how many years old, but at the same time, people are picking and choosing part of our experience to represent without dealing with the cultural collateral of it, it's painful. And I can say for me and every Black person that I know, throughout this pandemic, we have battled depression and daily tears and disenfranchisement and disgust. And you don't have to do that. You can if you want to, but you don't have to do that. If I had a choice to feel as bad as I felt over the last few months as I have, I wouldn't have chosen it. Because I don't have the privilege of choosing my reaction to the society that I live in, you don't get to choose to wear my culture as a costume, because literally the Kardashians could decide in 10 years that they're just going to be regular schmegular Calabasas girls, right? They get to take it off. They get to take off the paraphernalia. They get to deflate the butts. They get to take out the hair, all those things, right? I can never turn off being a Black woman, no matter how exhausting it is for me. It is exhausting on a daily basis, but it is a lot of life that I have to deal with. And all I'm asking for is to enjoy the small little benefits I have by finding creativity in the pain. Like, let me enjoy that exclusively. Because when you enjoy it, then it takes away the healing power that some of those cultural trends have for me and my community, if that makes sense.